the silent herald of life and death, success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Listen to me, Joe. I've been fishing in these waters here for more years than you've got brains in your head. And I'm telling you, it was some horrible monster that came out of the sea. What it was, I don't know. But I'm warning everyone for miles around to stay out of the water. Because sure as my name's Sam Miller, anyone goes in that water afore the dark of the moon is taking his life in his hands.
Shh! His lordship.
Looks to be in a bit of a temper now, don't he?
Well, what is it? What is it?
If it please your lordship, my name is Sam Miller.
Never mind that. I know who you are. You're the fellow I caught poaching rabbits last month when I was walking
now,
through the
woods. Wait a minute. You didn't catch me poaching nothing. It's an honest fisherman I am, I'll have you know.
Honest, are you? Let me tell you, I never forget a face. And if yours isn't the face of a rogue,
is it? You hear that, Joey? He calls me a rogue.
A fine one he is to be talking.
Why, you impudent loafers! Out of my house!
But, your lordship, we want to tell you...
Tell me nothing, you thieving crooks!
Oh, it's thieving now, is it? Why, for two pins, lordship, or no lordship, I'd bash that nose of yours so flat it'd look like a flounder.
Jenkins! Throw these scoundrels out of here! Jenkins!
We'll go. There'll be nobody throwing us out.
I told you, Sam, I told you.
Out of here! Get out! Out!
What is it, Charles? What's the matter?
These scoundrels...
Oh, we're scoundrels, are we, you old coot?
We was only trying to warn him that he shouldn't go out to sea.
Not another word. Out! Out! Jenkins, call the police!
Oh, come on, Sam. Let's get out of here.
Aristocrat, he calls himself. If he's a gentleman, I'm the Prime Minister.
And if you dare trespass on my property again, I'll have the law on your dirty necks, a pair of you.
There's no need to shout, Charles. They've gone.
Infernal rascals.
But I don't understand. They spoke of coming here to warn you.
Oh, warn me? Nonsense. Some tricky scheme that I didn't even give them a chance to exploit. Loafers, a pair of them.
But I know these men. They're from the village. Good, honest fishermen.
Honest? Oh, they're no good, Jane. Not one of them. If they keep up their infernal impudence, this community's going to lose my trade. You can depend on that. We'll never spend another season here, not if I have anything to say about it.
Oh, but this is our summer home, darling. Oh, come, you get yourself so needlessly excited. Two men of the village come here with some sort of warning.
I'm warning them, confounded shirkers.
All right. We'll drop the subject. Now, where's that guest of yours? You said he'd be here by 10 o'clock, and it's almost noon.
Well, my guests. Yeah, that's true.
What is it, Charles?
Well, didn't I tell you?
Tell me what, dear?
My guest. It's not a man.
No?
No, it's Madeline Kay. You've heard of her.
Madeline Kay? Oh, no, I'm afraid not. Who is she?
It's a matter of business. I couldn't arrange to see her at the office, you know, because of this little outing, so I asked Miss Kay to come here. Pay frightfully large fees, these Americans, you know.
American? Won't you please tell me who she is, Charles?
Surely you know her, Madeline Kay, film actress.
Oh, the big blonde wench we saw in that Bang Bang Gangster picture.
Oh, now, don't talk like that.
Well, the picture was definitely a Bang Bang Gangster epic. I remember distinctly at least 7 of the gangsters died of lead poisoning.
Jane, you have the most outrageous sense of humor. I'm speaking of the woman, my client.
Oh, you mean she isn't a blonde wench?
Really, my dear, your choice of words is sometimes most inappropriate. Miss Kay is definitely an artist and my client.
Oh, yes, of course. But was it necessary to have her come out here?
Why not?
This is our home, darling.
But I told you it's most important that she consult me. Her financial affairs, you know.
No, I don't know.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. Red Scott, Jane, you're not going to be difficult just because I invited a client out here. Confounded, silly suspicions.
Just a moment, Charles. I have no suspicions.
No, your attitude.
And I have no attitude. You've invited this woman here on business, and I assure you I'll do everything possible to make her stay a pleasant one. Will she be here for dinner?
Well, to tell the truth...
For the weekend?
Well, a fortnight. You know how these Americans are, pushing...
A fortnight. Very well, Charles. I'll go and tell Jenkins to prepare her room. Oh, looks as though your guests have already arrived, Charles.
Charles! Oh, Charles! Here I am!
You'd better go out and welcome her.
Yes, yes, of course. Are you coming along?
Of course.
Careful of that luggage, you idiot. If you scratch it, I'm going to be so
mad. Did you say for a fortnight, Charles? There's enough luggage for a permanent invasion.
Well, she... Well, let's say she's...
Oh, Charles! Oh, Charles, how nice. You've come out to your doorstep to welcome me, just like a foodal night or something.
Hi, George, Madeline, it's good to see you.
Madeline?
Eh? You said something?
No.
Oh, yes, Madeline, this is Jane, my wife.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do? Charles, tell me, what do you think of my new car? Sharp, isn't she?
You see, I did take your advice.
You must be tired off your trip, Miss Kay.
Tired? I'm never tired. Am I, Charles? You ought to know. Tried to walk my feet off around the deck. But I wore you down, didn't I?
Oh, you met on Charles's trip to America.
Madeline, you must be tired. Rest before tea, perhaps.
Rest? With all that beautiful ocean right there at the end of the lawn? I should say not.
Swim?
Just what I need. Charles, why don't you get out one of your little boats and take me out there in the middle of that blue water so I can have a dip?
Well, I... Let's say...
Of course you'll do as Miss Kay asks, Charles. Get out of the skiff while I show her to her room. I'm sure she'll want to change before bathing.
Oh, yeah. I always use a bathing suit. At least while the sun's shining. Run along, Charles. Get that little old boat out. You and I have all sorts of talking to do, haven't we, darling?
Yes. Yes, of course.
This way, Miss Kay. Oh. Jenkins has already taken your things up. If you'll just follow me.
Sure. Why not?
I saw stairs like these was on a set in Hollywood. I've always wanted a place like this.
Yes, it's very pleasant here during the summer months with the breeze coming in from over the bay. It's really quite nice.
Plenty nice. Right in here, Miss Kay. Everything arranged, Jenkins?
Yes, your ladyship. His lordship gave me full instructions this morning. Miss Kay's rooms are just as he wanted them.
As he... Oh, yes, of course. In here, Miss Kay.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
The servants are off this afternoon. I'm sorry there's no one to help you unpack.
Oh, that's all right. I got a bathing suit right in this case here someplace. I think I can get into it myself if I hold my breath.
I did want to talk to you.
Talk? Go right ahead.
No. You want a dress?
Oh, stick around. We're all girls together, huh? What's on your mind?
You are very pretty.
And you're not as old as I thought you'd be.
You met my husband for the first time on the boat coming back to England?
Oh, these cockeyed blankety catches of all the rotten luggage. There, that does it. Now, where's that doggone suit?
You did meet Charles for the first time on the boat, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I did. Phew, am I putting it on in the wrong places?
Will your business keep you in England very long?
Long? I should hope.
Why have you come here, Miss Kay?
Charles invited me. Didn't you know?
Why have you come here?
What you mean is, madam, are your intentions strictly honorable?
I played a part like that once in Stock, and was I lousy? Terrible.
Why don't you answer me directly?
Okay, why not? What have I got to lose? Even if you pass along what I say to Charles, he won't believe you. He's a gentleman. Or isn't he?
Tell me.
What is there to tell? You guessed it. Charles thought you wouldn't, but I knew you would.
It's been going on ever since he met you.
Oh, you catch on fast, don't you?
You are cold.
Sister, when you've been around the way I have, you get to know all the answers. And you make up a couple of new ones, too.
But Charles is over 20 years older than you.
Oh, and with $20 million more dollars than me.
But you're wealthy.
Because I'm an American movie star.
I heard...
Ah, press agent stuff. 5,000, 6,000. Sure, I made that much a week. But I spent it, too. And now, I'm on the skids, as far as Hollywood's concerned.
I beg your pardon?
Skids. You know, a one-way street leading down.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't talk like this to my own sister. But as long as you and me have got our hair down, what's the difference? Truth is, I'm just about washed up in pictures. Oh, not that I can't act circles around many of those little tramps they've got out there, but it's just that... Well, I was way up there, and now I'm on my way down. That's that. So?
So you met Charles on shipboard and fell in love with him.
Love? Oh!
You're laughing.
Well, I'm sure not crying. Look, little Alice in Wonderland, I'm about as much in love with your husband as I am with that dressing table over there.
Oh.
But I am gonna marry him.
You what?
I said I'm going to marry him.
My husband?
No, he won't be for long.
You either have a poor sense of humor or you're absolutely insane.
No, I suppose you'll pull the line about my husband loves me, he'll never leave me.
He won't leave me.
No?
I know, Charles. There have been others.
But he never invited any of those others to his home. Now, did he? But he did invite me, and I'll stay here as long as I please. And in the end, I won't be the one to go.
How can you say such terrible things?
Uh-huh. Not so sure of yourself anymore, are you, Lady Jane? They've never been as pretty as I am, have they? And they never knew their way around the way I do now, did they?
You'll go. I won't permit you to stay.
Oh, really?
Charles wouldn't dare.
Ready, Madeline?
All ready. Come on in.
Well, what a charming picture you make.
I think so, too.
Charles, could I speak to you alone?
No, not now, Jane. I want to take Madeline for a sail before the wind changes. Come, Madeline.
Right with you. See you later, Jane.
Better take my arm, Madeline. These old steps are quite steep, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
After all, I wouldn't want anything to happen to so charming a guest as you.
Oh, sweet. Oh, Charles.
See him. But we ought to warn him.
I tried. You saw what I got. They've booted me out of the place.
He's got his lady with him in the boat. We ought to warn her at least.
His lady? Where's your eyes? That ain't her ladyship.
The sun's so bright on the water, I can't quite make out.
Her ladyship's a lady. She wouldn't be wearing a suit like that. Yellow and not enough of it to...
Aye. It's not her ladyship, is it?
What have I been telling you, you fool? Of course it's not her ladyship. Let them sail out there. Why should I warn the likes of them? No, I'll not waste a breath warning him or her. Not a breath.
Thank you.
Now, Charles, steer the boat.
I'd give anything.
Anything?
Yes, just name it.
Mm-hmm. Not now. What was that?
What?
Well, didn't you hear it? Like a fish. See, you don't have sharks in these parts, do you?
No sharks, of course not.
Well, there it is again.
Yes, I heard it.
But the water's so smooth.
Oh, it's just a fish jumping. Well, this is cozy. Be calmed at a very opportune time, if I may say so.
Yeah. I can't very well walk home, can I?
I'd give up anything for you.
You'll have your chance.
Anything.
Oh.
What is it?
Well, I thought I saw that rope up there move.
Rope?
Well, there's another one, Charles. Look, another one. Is it a snake? It came out of the water. What?
Oh, no.
Look, it's moving down along the deck. Charles, how can there be snakes out here?
Not snakes.
And what? I mean, tell me, what? But there's two of them. They're slimy.
There's another.
And another one.
Coming out of the water. Oh, no, it can't be.
Well, what is it, Charles? What is it? Oh!
Hear it, Sam. Hear it.
I hear it. There's trouble out there.
For what, I'm asking? I can't see.
They're too far off.
Listen to that. Sam, it can't be. It can't be that.
What else in the devil's name can it be? Heaven forgive me. I should have warned him. Dirty pride or not, I should have warned him. I should have...
Men, fishermen.
Sam, it's her ladyship. Running this way.
Heaven help her. What could she do?
Oh, help me. Help me, please.
Heaven help you, ma'am. What can we do?
Listen, did you hear them?
Sure we did, Mom.
Yeah, we heard.
Oh, they're in trouble. Something's terribly wrong. I don't know what. You tell me, you.
We don't know, Mom. We don't know.
Aye, and that's the truth, so help us.
See out there, they're waving their arms. It's something terrible. They're calling to us. Oh, don't just stand there. Get into your boats. We've got to get out there and help them.
Out there? Sam, did you hear her?
Oh, I heard her. But that don't mean all I got to do is not me.
Oh, but you must.
Oh, no.
But my husband, heaven only knows what's out there. Help me, I beg you. You've got to help me. Listen to them calling. Calling. Oh, help me in mercy's name. Help me to get to him.
Aye. Come here then, Mom.
Oh, God bless you.
Sam, have you lost your head? You're not going out there.
Stepping forward, ma'am.
Yes.
Watch your step.
Sam, you're balmy. It's death out there. The death.
Hand me the oars, Joe, and shove her off.
Sam, you can't be going out there. It's the one that warned us off, the rest of us. And now you go out yourself. You can't do it, man.
Hurry, Sam, hurry, please.
Shove her off, Joe.
No, Sam, I won't let you do it. Alone. Sure, I'll shove you. I'm coming with you.
Oh, good man.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Only hurry.
That we will. Dig your oars in deep, Joe.
Deep it is. Yeah, but his son may be waiting out there. We'll meet him. Faster now, Sam. Row faster.
Behind me, Madeleine. Stay behind me.
Horrible things reaching out. You've got to tell me what they are. What are they? Tell me.
Arms coming out of the water. Body must be underneath.
What are you talking about, Charles? What body?
Its body. There. Feel? Shaking the boat. It's holding on with those horrible arms.
Charles, what is it? What? Tell me.
A giant octopus. An octopus larger than this boat. See? Suckers on its tentacles.
Oh, George, my leg. One of those crawling things is on my leg. Get it off.
The boat. Oh, lifting the boat right out of the water.
Faster. Can't you row any faster?
Sam, look!
Oh!
Why have you stopped rowing?
Look, look, the boat. It's turned over.
Oh, no.
They're fighting. They're fighting something in the water.
Row, row. We can't let them drown. Row.
No, no, we can't. It's a devilfish.
I see it, too. Oh. Its arms. They're longer than the mast of the boat itself.
Get your oars, Joe. We'll get out of here.
Yeah. Let go of the oars, Mom.
No, I won't let you turn back. They're drowning. They're drowning. I won't let you turn back.
Let go of the oars, woman. It'll kill us too, can't you see? It's a devilfish.
No.
Bigger than 50 of these boats put together.
Let go, you crazy woman, you. What can we do against that thing?
It'll get us too unless we get out of
here. Sam, look. With them. The mouse.
Oh, no.
Those great slimy arms. Dropping them back to the sea again.
Charles.
Drowned him.
Charles.
I held him under and drowned him.
No. Lifted him up again. See?
Charles. Charles.
He's dead anyway. He won't feel nothing. Joe, let's get out of here. Come on, before it.
No, no, wait, the woman. It's let's go get the woman.
Oh, aye.
She's swimming for it. This way! This way!
Yeah, no, there's no time, Joe. We've got to save our own skins. Get at the oars, man.
No, no, wait, save her. It's too late for him, but we can save her.
Right.
We'll get you, miss. We'll get you, miss.
Bring her around, Sam. Grab her, quick.
You come.
You're safe now. You're safe.
It's gone.
Hey?
The monster. The devilfish. Go on under the water. Quick, put the girl down there for it, and let's get out of here before it pulls us down.
Right.
It's all right. You're safe enough.
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
We'll be on the beach in a few minutes. You're safe, I tell you.
Oh, he's dead, but I'm safe. Charles is dead, but I'm safe. He'll never kill me. Never. I'm
Stop
safe.
It. Stop saying that. Stop it, you hear?
Pull, Joe, pull.
Why, what is it? Why have you stopped? We've got to get to shore.
Sam. Something is holding the boat back.
Look, over the port side.
The octopus, row!
He's under the water, holding us back.
The tentacles are of a black thing.
Bring it on with your oar, man.
Twisted the oar right out of my hand. Look, another arm. And they're all moving up toward her.
I'm safe.
Round her neck. It's wrapping around her neck.
Dragged her overboard. The boat's free. Free, I tell you. Free. They've let go of us. We'll get away.
But what? What should happen? Dragged her over and let us go?
Aye, not so. Picked her right up out of the boat. And now the water's so calm and clear.
And his lordship and the blonde one dead. Dead under the sea.
Dead and under the sea. Better so.
Silent herald of life and death, success or failure, the unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.